Hello, everyone. I've had quite a lot of questions, stuff like how does the aged film effect work, or how does the vignette effect work, or the bleach bypass? So what I wanted to do was go through some of the most popular effects filters inside of Final Cut Pro that can be found over here in the effects browser, and basically guide you through each one, and give you some tips as we're going through each one. That's just kind of an overview of what this mini series within my Final Cut Pro training series is. So let's go ahead and get started with the vignette effect. Because, okay, right, I just want to point this out very quickly. Sometimes when you click here, you accidentally haven't clicked here, and then you're going to end up in a weird tool and having done stuff to your footage. Be very careful that you have definitely clicked in here and it goes blue, because you'll do what I just did. I'm not going to edit that out because I actually think it's quite important, and because I'm lazy. Actually, no, because I have to edit my videos anyway, just to increase the audio volume for you lovely people. Thank you so much for subscribing, and remember to recommend me to friends. I meant to do this at the end of the video, but oh well, it's been 1 minute and 23 seconds and we haven't done anything, so let's not delay the bird. Okay, right, so this is the shot I want to add a vignette to. For several reasons, you have to actually think about why you're adding a vignette. It could just be the style of the sequence you're working on. But the other purposes of the vignette is to draw attention to a particular area of your video. So let's just grab the vignette effect and drop it onto here. Now, I'm going to show you two ways to do a vignette, and which way I prefer and why, and which way you should do it. And then you can sort of decide. Okay, so first of all, let's make sure we can see the inspector. And at the top, because we've just added this effect, you will see the vignette effect. Now, depending on what you want, you've got a blur slider. Now, this place it basically says how much do you want to blur, and how far in do you want to blur. For me, I don't like vignettes with blur. That is more if you're trying to create a real stylized effect, like maybe making it look like old film. But for me, vignetting is about adding a tone of film while still respecting the digital format, i.e., just darkening the edges and always drawing your attention to the center of the image. And then you can see we've got a darkness slider that we can turn up or down. And you can see that the idea is that the center of the vignette remains nice and bright, whilst only darkening the edges, and that is what a vignette is. And you can also have it, you've got a fall-off slider that will decide how harsh you want your edge to be. For instance, if we go all the way, you can see if we now click off that it's very simply this, the size of the vignette is unaffected and everything else around it is affected. And if we increase the size, then it will affect it like so, and just increase the fall off. And basically, it's like feathering, and you can actually manipulate this by hand and drag them out and everything like that. I think, obviously, we can change the center of it as well. I think, yeah, there we go. And that will draw our attention to the eyes. Remember, obviously, it's quite flexible in Final Cut. So, what you could do, let's say the eyes are slightly off center, is you could just grab the shot and resize it a little bit, and then his eyes would take up more of the screen, and now they're central. Just go ahead and press done, and you can see now I think there's actually some animation on this shot, so I've probably just messed that up. But the bottom line is we're now getting a vignette, and you can see the vignette does animate over time with the scale of the footage. It's not just going to stay static if the footage is scaling. And you can animate a vignette, by the way, but be sure to check out my keyframing tutorial on how to add keyframes, and you'll be doing it by here. You can see there's add keyframe buttons and all that stuff. So that's really cool, really handy. Remember, I don't like blur. Maybe you do, but I don't. So go ahead, you can delete the vignette effect. The other way of doing it is with color corrections. We just go ahead and press add a new color correction, and then we're going to add a shape mask, and you can see we can just select the eyes, and And now if we go into the show color correction, you can see at the bottom we've got an inside and an outside mask button. We want to press outside the mask because we want to be affecting the outside of the image. And we just go ahead over to exposure and we can just dim all of these very slightly. Sometimes it's not worth crushing the blacks because you can see what's going to start to happen. You can leave your blacks at neutral and just change the other tones and that will give you the same effect. You can see, obviously, in this shot, the fall off is now a little bit too harsh. So just grab the outer ring and just increase the feathering. And you can see you're still getting the same effect, just like that. And now we've got a really cool looking effect. It's kind of like a Western film. That's the way I'd look at it. Very cool. So they are my two ways of, Dan Allen's two fantastic, maybe not so fantastic ways of, one, using the vignette plugin, and secondly, creating a vignette using color correction masks. And in my opinion, I prefer to use the color correction masks. I do and I don't. It's easy, obviously, to drag and drop a vignette and then you can go back and refine it later. But with the color correction, you've obviously got more control about what happens to the outside. Maybe you want to decrease the saturation on the outside, so you could bring down that. Oh, sorry, just go back into outside mask. And that is another important thing. You can obviously go back to the inside of the mask and boost up the brightness. And remember, you're only affecting the inside, and then you can go back to the outside and then drop these off some more. And the actual vignette plugin obviously doesn't give you the control of both inside and outside, but what you don't get is stuff like blur and everything like that. So hopefully this was useful. Sorry. There's actually, you can use this to quickly skim and choose some of the preset color corrections that are also in the video effects browser. Just thought I'd point that out. So hope this was useful. Thanks for watching again. And if you get the chance, remember to click the link in the description of my new website. And if you go over to contact, there is a little button that says donate to Dan Allen, because I don't make any money from these tutorials. They're all available for free. And if you found them useful, then you can help me make some awesome new tutorials and help me with my filmmaking career. And when you press donate, you can specify where you want the money to go towards. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you for your time. And if you can consider donating any sum of money, that would be truly splendid. So thanks for watching again, and I'll be back soon with some more tutorials.